Yes, we see.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Radio Network. I am your host from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Susan Herbert, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer. And my co-host, who I threatened not to bring back every week, but he still comes back, is America's canine expert, Mark German.
Oh, well, thank you, Susan. I appreciate being on every week. And I just love that Cuban accent of yours.
Cuban this week. Nice.
I see you almost got all over your kennel cough and feeling a little bit better.
Well, the kennel cough actually went to pleurisy, so.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You can find out more about us, Susan and Mark, and what we do at americascanineacademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained. And we welcome some questions and comments. And in fact, we have an email I want to address real quick from someone in Illinois, Janice in Illinois. She says, how can you help dog owners by phone talking to me? And people don't understand that I'm not there to train their dog. I'm there to change what they've been doing, the owners. So I can tell anybody over the phone how to fix their dog. If they do it, we'll fix their dog. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, what's up?
Well, we've had a couple of guests on recently that are part of a really fantastic charity book project. And 100% of the proceeds are going to benefit veteran organizations, service dog organizations, PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder, and trauma suicide prevention, war dog and rescue dog charities. And the book is titled In Dogs We Trust. And it's basically a collection of short stories written by some of America's best writers, which include Patricia McConnell, Paul Owens, Mike Ritland, Kevin Hanrahan, our good friend, the veteran traveler, Lonnie Hodge, and a host of others.
Hey, Lonnie.
You can actually get the digital edition now. You can go to Amazon, and the print edition is going to be out shortly, of course, just in time for everybody to get their copy as a Christmas gift for all the dog lovers and veteran advocates they know. Most people know that you and I co-founded a nonprofit organization called H4, Hounds Helping Heroes Heal. And our mission, and of course we're extremely passionate about it, is to rescue dogs from shelters, rehabilitate them based on the methods that you developed, and then train them to be service dogs for military veterans who are suffering from PTSD and TBI, which is traumatic brain injury. Mark, you know, as a 18-year Navy veteran, and as a corpsman, you saw a lot of things that no one should have to see. And therefore, for those who don't know, Mark suffers himself from PTSD, and I'm his caregiver, which means that I got to put up with a lot of crap. Hey. Trust me, it's a tough job. Yeah, it. You deal it. I put up with it.
I can't even... I'm so bad I can't even spell PTSD. All right. So anyway, so who we got on today?
Anyway, well, today's guest is another contributor to the book, In Dogs We Trust, and we are very excited to have her on the show. Listen to this. For nearly three decades, Lynette Bukowski served as an ombudsman. I think I'm pronouncing that wrong. Ombudsman and volunteer advisor to families at myriad Naval Special Warfare Commands, and had the privilege of providing guidance and support to many young warriors and their families. And she was also the wife of a 32-year veteran Navy SEAL. And so she learned very well the unique life and needs of a Special Forces man and his family. And she's now an author, speaker, and mentor, the mother of three, The foster mother of 15 special needs children who are all now grown. Oh, my. I don't know how you did all that. And she's a creative professional and an unexpected widow. Welcome to the show, Lynette.
Thanks very much for having me. And please call me Lynn. The only time anyone calls Lynette is when I knew this. Or if my mom is mad at me.
Okay. Well, I like Lynn. Hi, Lynn. Thanks for being on our show.
Thank you for having me.
Don't lie to her. Mark is terrible with names, and he doesn't ever remember Lynn even. You know what he calls you?
What?
LZ.
I love that. I love that. Call me LZ. I'll answer to it.
I had to practice spelling that word, too. So, anyway, welcome. Now, you're on a mission. And this mission that you're on, you consider your duty and privilege. What is that mission, Lynn?
Well, I have founded a Landing Zone Grace Veterans Retreat, and it will be an actual place very soon. What it is a retreat for special forces coming home from war, a place where they can transition from war to civilian life, and family life, decompress a bit. And then take their skills back out into the world to be of service. I specifically designed different 1 and 2 week programs so that single men or married men or families can come in and participate in recreational activities, equine therapy, canine therapy, which is where all of you come in so beautifully. Most of it will be actually sitting around a dinner table, having family meals or campfires, talking with their brothers.
How can we help?
Well,
how can we help you?
You all will be very helpful in that once we are up and running, bringing dogs in, whether it be for to train a dog for service, if we have a wounded warrior who needs a service dog to do things for him, or what I love most of all are your emotional
support animals.
Yes, that to me is precious because I think that most of the wounds that I want to participate in helping to heal are the ones that you don't see. The PTSD and the TBI and the ones that have not been assigned an acronym. And I think an animal might be the only way to actually do that.
Well, we say sometimes medicine doesn't come in the form of a pill.
I think a lot of times medicine doesn't come in the form of the pill. It comes in the form of love. And it just has to do with unconditional love and actually hearing what people have gone through. And, you know, we can't fix that or take that away, but we can help them learn how to use it in a positive way to help others.
Absolutely. Now, how did the idea come about?
Well, Elsie Grace is a term that I came up with, but the retreat was actually my late husband's idea. Over the years that he was a SEAL, we always had his brothers after a mission or a deployment or even a training session, they would come to our house and just hang out and eat meals and talk. And sometimes after they would leave, I'd say, Steve, you know, they'd lose someone in a training accident or on a mission. And I'd say, why don't you guys ever talk about your loss? And he said, you know, so that you can heal through this. He said, well, this is healing. This is what we do. We talk to each other. We BS. And this is how we do it, Lynn. And so over the years, we bought a ranch down in North Carolina right before he was ready to retire. And he said, you know, I'm going to build a couple of little houses here, and this is where my brothers can come home and decompress. And let's just do this for them. And when he died, I had to sell the ranch because I couldn't handle it on my own. But I decided to take his idea and go big and bold with it and have a very large operation where more than just a couple people could come at a time.
Now, where is LZ Grace located?
Well, it's not located anywhere yet. I'm looking for property in Texas. A really nice one just came through by email, which I'm really looking at. Also in the Carolinas and maybe Virginia.
No, you only have to think about those other places.
You like Texas, huh?
Well, no, you would.
I'm getting a lot of votes for Texas, let's put it that way.
Well, if you're going to do things big and bold, Texas is definitely the place to do it.
You know, I think that works, actually. big and bold, that is Texas, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
yes.
Texas is very military friendly, and I intend on having a range on site, and so I need to pay attention to the laws of the different states so that we can safely and, you know, within the law, stay where we need to stay.
Well, it'll be good, and we support you 100%.
Thank you.
Mark's already sharpening his tool so he can come help.
Okay.
Yeah, I can throw some wood up on a shack.
I'll be needing that, probably. I think we just need to do things to suit the retreat and hopefully have an existing site.
Well, we are going to head to break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more. We have some more questions for you, so hang around with us, and we will be right back after these messages.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
All right, folks, we are back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark, and we are talking to author, speaker, and mentor Lynn Bukowski with her mission, LZ Grace Retreat. So, Lynn, what other types of activities? You mentioned canine and equine therapies, but tell us what else you want to offer at the retreat.
Well, I'm going to have a climbing wall erected, unless there's a natural one, which would be rocks on the site. That would be a really lovely thing. A climbing wall. I'm going to have hiking trails, fishing, a lot of water activity. I'm also going to have gardens and meditation gardens, and this is where some of the unconventional therapy comes in. I have found that meditation, sometimes hypnosis, if someone is up for that, can work wonders with just calming ourselves. And so I'm going to have those things available. I'm an artist, and I get a lot of pleasure out of just relaxing with paints and such. So I'll have an art room, a quiet room, if you will, just to sit in with ourselves and our thoughts. And I might even employ some writing workshops because that's helpful. I am also certified in Reiki, and I'd like to have massage on site because all of these different things, you know, they might not want to participate in everything, but all of them, if they're available, may be helpful. I'm also going to have a man named Rob Dubois who wrote a powerful piece. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it.
Sure am.
He's a friend of Lonnie Hodge and myself. And I would really like him to come out and do retreats at the retreat because he is a retired Navy SEAL and can be very helpful in talking with his brothers and coaching them on how they can kind of go forward in life. So we'll also have a range, and sometimes some of the men will find it very helpful and therapeutic to go out on the range and shoot. Others won't want anything to do with it, and that's fine. And what I want to do is actually grow our own food to the extent that we can and provide a chef that will do organic cooking so that we can do the whole body, mind, soul, spirit for these men and sit around as a family and talk and eat and give them a couple of weeks of just pure rest and love.
I didn't hear you mention fishing.
Oh, well, I meant to. Fishing. Yes,
I think I did hear you say fishing. So, Mark, she did mention that.
All right. Well, thanks for bringing it up. I appreciate it. Hey, Lynn.
Yes.
Are you a nonprofit?
Well, we are a nonprofit. Here's the thing: our 501c3 application has been on file with the IRS since February, 2013. I call and check on it periodically. They are about a year and a half behind in their certification. Mm-hmm. I do have confirmation that once we are certified, it is retroactive to the date of filing. So that's good news. It's just really getting the IRS to move a little faster.
Yeah, right.
So we're getting there. We're getting there. Yes.
You know, Lynn, I have to tell you, I guess, you know, there was two inspirations for me to start H4, and that was, one of them was Mark, and the other was Marcus Luttrell, who was also a Navy corpsman.
Yeah.
Mark and I had the opportunity to go down to the Lone Survivor Ranch earlier this year. It was in April. And what you're telling me, you know, you talked about the alternative, the unconventional therapies that you're going to have on your ranch. And I just think that is so phenomenal because Marcus Lone Survivor Retreat kind of had the same unconventional things. And that's what these guys need. And I just want to applaud you both for doing that. I mean, the VA is wonderful for a lot of things, but they're just not into these unconventional things. It's all treat with medicine or treat with a procedure, and we've got to think out of the box. So
yes,
I think
I agree with that. We need to think out of the box, and
so I love that you're doing all this stuff. And I might be able to connect you with some chefs in Texas if you end up here that could maybe lead you in the right direction to finding somebody with your organic cooking and stuff. So,
well, one more reason then to be in Texas.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I went to culinary school, so that's my little secret that I don't tell everybody.
Oh.
And that's why I'm overweight. She should have never went to school. I told her, get them out of school now while you can.
Your picture doesn't look like you're overweight, so we'll go.
Well, thanks.
That was the photographer did that.
Yeah. We stood in front of one of them tall mirrors.
I love a good photographer, let me tell you.
And I don't think you can blame all the weight on the cooking. I think it's the beer.
Oh, there you go.
You didn't have to say that.
Well, you know. Well, what are your current needs, Lynn? What do you guys need to get LZ Grace moving?
Well, right now I am searching for funding, actually. And because it needs to be large funding, I am looking for corporations that might be interested in sponsoring us, or a philanthropist that may be interested in reviewing my business plan and perhaps advising me on it or lending, you know, financial support. I've surrounded myself with experts in different areas. But when it comes right down to it, when you're looking for this kind of funding to begin a project, I really need the big movers and shakers. And so I want to talk to them. I want to talk to Ross Perot Jr. and T. Boone Pickens and people like that who are mega successful businessmen and know how to advise me in this.
And that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know what? Ross Perot Jr. is right here in Texas, too. Golly, there's something is telling me you're going to be in Texas.
Something's in the water down there.
No, that I just had to go to the bathroom.
He is so bad. Do you see what I put up with people? Do you see?
On a daily basis.
24 hours a day.
I would also like to point out that we are always actually getting donations online. If you go to the website at www.lzgrace.com, there's a donation link. And people, very generous people, do on a daily basis lend donations to us. And so I'm very grateful for that. I don't just need the huge donations. We need a lot of little faithful people who will help and support.
Yes, absolutely. The little donations all add up to big ones.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to break again, and we are going to be back in just a few minutes. We still have a couple more questions for you, Lynn, so stay on with us, and we'll be back after these messages.
All right.
Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy, and the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark, and we are talking.
Mark.
Yes, he's Mark. And we're talking to Lynn Bukowski, who was basically the den mother to the Navy SEALs. Now, we have a mutual friend, Lonnie Hodge, who is known as the veteran traveler. And a few weeks ago, he described Lynn to me as the only woman he knows that could make a Navy SEAL cry.
See there?
Well, that's true.
So, well, now you have another book coming out soon called Married to the SEAL Teams, Lessons in Love, right?
Yes. I am re-editing that right now and crossing my fingers.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, okay, I'm just so envious of you. And maybe I shouldn't be, but growing up as a teenager or as a young adult, I can't remember when exactly that movie came out with the Navy SEALs with Charlie Sheen, and everybody might laugh at me for saying this, but oh my God, I just thought that was the coolest movie, and the Navy SEALs were so cool, and so I'm jealous.
I'm laughing at you. They're nothing like that in real life.
Well, Lynn, where can we find out more about you, what you're doing, and all this stuff? How to help you?
Well, I have a blog called GraceBeyondGrace.com, and I write usually once a month or twice a month. I'll put a story up there, either an excerpt from my book or something inspirational. I try to stay inspirational or at least encouraging. There's a lot of things that people need hope with, and I like to stay with that as my theme. Just life stories, actually. So people, and I write about real life and my real life on that, so that's a good place to find out more about me. I just did a radio interview with NRA News and for Elsie Grace, and that also is online. And through the web connection and Facebook and Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at Bukowski Lynn or Elsie Grace, Elsie_Grace. I always forget that part. Or on Facebook at Elsie Grace Veterans Retreat. And I think that's it. I think that that's all. I'm pretty public. I'm pretty out there now, especially with you guys. Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. We're following you on Facebook, and that knucklehead Lonnie we're following. And
It's Gander, the service dog that everybody's following, actually.
Oh, yeah. Gander, that guy.
Yeah.
He's so cute. I just want to give him a big old hug. Yeah. Now, you said, okay, you need, you're looking for corporations and philanthropists for your current needs. But once you get that stuff going and the ranch is going, what are your future needs going to be?
Well, I think the future needs are going to be volunteers to come and help run the activities and such. I will then have a team of people who are hiring specialists to come in as needed. And I am going to need Mark German and Susan Herbert to come
bam
to the retreat with their puppies. Mike Ritland, another Navy SEAL who trains canines for the Navy SEALs, as a matter of fact, he has also offered to come and perhaps provide us with some security dogs for the retreat.
Awesome.
So, and I need some advice from you guys on whether I should have a kennel on site or whether you should just come in with your dogs every once in a while and, you know, we can match dogs up.
Yeah, we've got all that already planned out.
We do?
What do you mean we? You got a mouse in your pocket?
Well, you'll have to fill me in. Well, yeah. Lynn, it has been lovely having you on
the
show.
Thank you,
Lynn. We're so glad you came on. And we hope that we can somehow help you get everything up and off the ground and do whatever we can to get this going. The guys deserve it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I too, wish all of you both a lot of peace and luck in what you're doing, because it is God's work. Training those dogs to be with people who really need them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk soon. We've got more talking with you and working things out, but we're looking forward to the new adventure.
Okay.
I'll
be looking in Texas. Thank you.
All right. Now we're going to be doing a couple more segments. You're welcome to stay on. But
I'll stay on and listen. How's that?
All right.
That'll work.
Susan?
Okay. Well, I guess it's that time.
What's that? What time is that?
It's the time for Dogs in the News.
When news breaks, we fix it. Hey, grieving animal lovers across the country are coming forward blaming a popular pet drug for killing their dogs. Well, I don't know that the pill killed their dogs, but a dog named Gizmo died after taking Trifexis. And everybody knows what Trifexis is, once-a-month pill. It's made by Elanco, and is a heartworm, parasite, and flea prevention. Our dogs are on it. The manufacturer's saying that Gizmo was a healthy 12-year-old mixed breed shortly after taking Trifexis for the first time. A 12-year-old dog, first time taking Trifexis. Anyway, she suffered lethargy, vertigo, seizures, and 160-degree temperature. There's dogs dying, supposedly, from taking that drug.
Yikes, that's scary.
Litter mates. Well, it is because we give it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it works well. We give it. But, you know, you could blame a death of a dog on anything, you know. But.
Well, so what does Elanco say?
Well,
about it?
They say that they don't. What they're saying is, let me find it here. They don't think that the Trifex has killed any dogs, but the dog could have been already ill. And when they did a autopsy, it was like the heart was inflamed. Now, they don't have any kind of side effects for heart inflammation on the Trifexis. They have, and some dogs have seizures. I just think stuff's going to happen. You know, something's going to cause a death some way or another. Doesn't mean it's bad. But
the story also talked about Bishop, a 16-week-old Vizsla, which is a Hungarian hunting dog, very pretty dogs. Anyway, there was a litter of 7 of these Vizslas. Bishop was part of it. 3 of the puppy, the other litter mates, are thriving right now in Florida. None of them have ever had Trifexis. But Bishop and 2 of the other litter mates each received their one and only dose of Trifexis, and Bishop and Jade died within 3 weeks. Tucker, the third, died within 6 days. So it's a little strange, and I'm sure it makes me wonder, but when you have 3 puppies that all died around the same time and had Trifexis all in the same week, it's just a lot of coincidence. So that's what I guess is a little scary to people. There's a Facebook page talking about it. The page is titled, listen to this, Trifexis Kills Dogs. And apparently there's been numerous reports of it.
Wow.
I don't know. I think before we do any changing, we'll have to see a little bit more data on this. But.
Well, they've given out 50, or they've sold or whatever, 50 million doses of Trifexis, and that's just in 3 years.
Mm.
So they're, you know.
Yeah.
What do you got? You got something about a veteran. I want to hear that.
Well, actually, we're going to go to our last break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about this one, because this one is kind of makes me mad. Yeah. So we'll be back right after these messages.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Ray Kirby is who we're going to talk about next.
That is
Ray
not
Kirby.
My name. Oh, you're starting the news. I thought.
Yeah, Ray Kirby's. Okay. We're back. We're back now. This is leader of the pack with Susan and Mark, and Ray Kirby is who we're going to talk about next. You said, when we come back, let's talk about the veteran. Well, here he is, Ray Kirby, a veteran of the Iraq War, has a service dog named Doc. Now, this should tug at your heartstrings, Mark. And this dog helps him cope with anxiety and PTSD.
There's that word again.
Yeah. Have you learned how to spell it yet?
No.
Recently, when Kirby needed to check into a private psychiatric hospital, he says that the hospital wouldn't let him bring Doc, who is his dog, in with him. So, anyway, what's more shocking to everyone is the medical director allegedly said to Kirby, some pretty horrible things. So I'm going to, anyway, this veteran suffers from PTSD, anxiety, and seizures. He started coming out of the seizures and believes when he comes out of the seizures, he actually believes that he's back in Iraq. How scary that is. He doesn't recognize his own mother or girlfriend when he comes out. He's just back in Iraq in year 2003, 10 years ago. Well, on Halloween night, October 31st, he was admitted to the University Behavioral Health of El Paso. He kept asking the people there about his service dog and if he was going to be able to allow the service dog in. And he was getting mixed messages. They were telling him, yes, he'd be, one moment, yes, he could come in. The next moment, it was, no, he's not going to be allowed in. So Kirby goes in when he's admitted, he tells them that I need to speak with the medical director about this. We've got to sort out this situation. I need my dog. So he explains to the medical director that by refusing access, that he's breaking federal ADA laws. But the director says, well, it's my hospital. I'm not going to allow your dog to be here. So Kirby states that he would file a complaint with the Department of Justice. That's the normal procedure. And he reports that the director tells him, listen to this. This is where I'm getting real mad. I'll come down and help you file the paperwork. Who are they going to take the word of? A crazy disabled combat veteran with PTSD or a medical director with medical prestige? So the medical director's starts asking questions about the dog. It gets worse, people, so keep listening. And how the dog is effective in helping Kirby with his seizures. And what Kirby alleges the doctor said next is what's really shocking. He said that he thought my dog was not doing his job by keeping my anxiety under control. And Kirby explains that, these episodes he's having are far beyond the dog's means. And so the director says, well, don't you think you need to take your dog out back and shoot him for not doing his job? Yeah. So anyway, he's angered by the director's comment. A nurse who also works at this hospital also tried to speak with the medical director about allowing the dog in and explained ADA regulations, but she was unsuccessful. She called up the medical director and read the ADA regulations to him several times and said, sir, you might want to allow this dog here. They kept arguing back and forth. And even a close friend of Kirby spoke with the manager, who has asked to remain anonymous, but he also supports Kirby's story. Anyway, he said that they were fully aware. And when they came in the morning, everybody was hearing about it. And basically, the nurse tried to help, the friends tried to help, but they got nowhere. So anyway, once it's been under investigation, of course, the hospital denies all of the allegations and released the following statement. University Behavioral Health of El Paso is a private psychiatric hospital specializing in the treatment of mental health and chemical dependency. Due to strict federal confidentiality laws, they're precluded from discussion on the details of any specific case. So basically, they're not going to answer any questions. But they did state that they do support and comply with the ADA, and they're committed to accommodating individuals with disabilities, including the use of service animals in their hospital. And a representative from UBH said she interviewed several employees that were unable to confirm the allegations. I'm sure they were all told to keep quiet. And she also spoke to the medical director who denied the allegations and stated he had not dealt with a patient with a service dog in the last several weeks. So he didn't know what she was talking about. Although Kirby can show his discharge papers that prove he was at the hospital on October 31st. So looks like somebody's not telling the truth. But what Kirby's really worried about is, you know, whose word is everyone going to take? It's just like the doctor said, a disabled dysfunctional combat vet with PTSD or a medical doctor with medical prestige. You know, he said it hit him hard after he hung up the phone because he was, you know, he's thinking to himself, well, he's right. Who are they going to believe, me or him? Well, we're here to tell you, Kirby, we believe you. It's happened to us.
Yeah.
We believe you. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people that this has happened to that also believe you. So we understand what's going on. And a message to UBH, I'd get all your employees trained on ADA.
Yeah.
And you know, when I was talking to Lonnie, this story brings up, I was talking to Lonnie the other night on the phone, Lonnie Hodge. This is exactly what he's arranging, this Denver, I guess, symposium or educational seminar for us. There's a lot of corporations out there who just don't understand it. And with organizations like ours, and some of the other ones across the United States, there's going to be a lot of veterans with service dogs coming to work, coming to school, coming to everywhere. And these big corporations out here need to understand the ADA and that this is not a pet. This is they just need to consider it a medical device, and that patient needs that device to function wherever they are. And so,
like a wheelchair or a walker,
right?
Anything.
So you know, we had that similar situation down in Puerto Rico, and of course I brushed it off at that time to it being Puerto Rico, and a lot of the residents in Puerto Rico don't speak English, and so they're not familiar with federal laws, and so I put it off to that, and it was very traumatic for the veteran as well as for you.
I went PTSD on him.
Oh, you sure did. I had trouble keeping hold of you, but
we got
anyway,
kicked out of a CVS. People.
And it's extremely frustrating, and to someone who has been through enough already to be confronted and told things like this or the similar situation that we had in Puerto Rico, it can trigger a major anxiety, panic, nightmares, whatever you want to call it. And it's just so unnecessary. It's a dog. It's a dog that helps him. He needs that dog. He needs that dog more than he needs that medicine you're trying to shove down his throat. And people just need to get familiar with what these dogs do for these veterans and that they are allowed everywhere. And I can't say it enough that, you know, if it's a veteran, my God, they have done so much. They have given us our freedom in our life. Whatever they need, we need to help them with. So
I agree.
I'm off my soapbox now.
Yeah, excuse me. You're going to hurt yourself up there. So, well, we're going to have to be going to a break in a minute. And since you're ranting and raving about this, when we come back, we're going to be doing our What Were You Thinking?
Oh, my God. Segment. We get to rant again. Oh, no.
And you can just keep going.
Okay.
I'm used to hearing it. Oh, well, I mean.
What? No, that's wrong. You're the one who rants and raves.
I don't think that came out right.
You know, the lady who helped us set up our segments for this show, Elaine Rogers, thank you very much.
Thank you, Elaine.
She designed the show completely to have a ranting segment just for you. So
me?
That you could get it all out. Yes.
I would need more than 9 minutes, though.
That's the problem.
I know.
Well, we've got to go to break again, but we are going to be right back with a good segment of What Were You Thinking? So we will be back right after these messages.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And you're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. We're back from break, and now it's time for What Were You Thinking? But I was thinking during break, Mark, that maybe we could go to a happy subject, because I'm starting to lose my voice when I get mad, and I'm still okay. Trying to get over my sickness. And All right. We have a really good story to tell anyway, because we haven't had a chance to tell everybody about what we just got back from
doing.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
And so maybe you can talk. I'll say some, but if I start losing my voice, you can jump in. Well, anyway, folks, we just got back from delivering one of our service dogs to a veteran in Honolulu. This dog has been with me for the last year. She was rescued from the Keller Animal Shelter September 16th of 2012. She was going to be euthanized because she had been adopted out a couple of times and returned because she was aggressive with other dogs. She also had tested positive for heartworms, and so, of course, now we have a double whammy, so she was on the list to be euthanized. And I had worked with her a few times at the shelter because I volunteered there working with the dogs, and the volunteers called me and said, Susan, they're going to put Bonnie down. And I said, no, they're not. I'm on my way. So I picked up Bonnie and brought her home. She started a rehabilitation program. And then we found the veteran that she is the perfect match with. And that veteran served in Iraq. He's an Army medic, served for several years now. He was, I guess, one of the first troops that were sent over in 2003. He was with the 4th Infantry Division in Fort Hood. I don't think they were the absolute first, but one of the first groups sent over there. And, of course, they didn't have all the equipment and stuff that they needed at the time in the beginning, not all the stuff that they have now. And so he served in Iraq for a year, did his tour there, saw a lot of stuff he shouldn't have seen. He ended up, at the end of his tour, he was, they called, I guess this is what a term the military docs use, and basically he ended up in the hospital 3 days in Kuwait before he could come home. They said he was in super soldier mode. That's what they referred it to it. And so when he boarded the plane to come back, he just completely shut down. He shut down from being in high alert for a year. So that's what put him in the hospital for 3 days. And then he came back to the States, back to Fort Hood. And then he was sent on deployment again in 2007. He spent 18 months in Saudi Arabia. And during this was kind of a undercover type of assignment that he had, his deployment, because basically he was sent over there to restore relations with Saudi Arabia after the 911 incident. And so his job was to kind of mend relations with the king's army. And he was there, and it was just him and one other person who was, he was a Muslim. He was not from the U.S. And so he was there for a year, and I guess they had an armored vehicle roll over, and our veteran dislocated his shoulder, fractured ribs, was knocked unconscious, and anyway, he ended up with a major TBI injury. Also, of course, PTSD from his first deployment to Iraq as a medic. So he's had a real tough time of it. Had waited for 2 years for a service dog, and couldn't ever get another organization to help him. And I guess that was part of the situation with the other veteran too, when we talked about Puerto Rico, is that their location overseas puts them at a disadvantage. And a lot of organizations really don't want to travel or don't have a way to get the dogs to those locations overseas. And so we were contacted by Lone Survivor Foundation and but for both of these veterans, and this one in Hawaii, he got to meet his dog in April. And so he's had a long wait because the dog was ready to go in April. But with Hawaii, there's like a 120-day quarantine issue that we had to go through before we could deliver the dog. So it took till just last 2 weeks ago, I guess, or a week ago, when we went to Hawaii to deliver the dog. And that was just an amazing experience, guys. It was just amazing what these dogs do. I wish everybody could see it. Bonnie is just what the transition she has made from the aggressive dog she was in the shelter. And let me tell you how aggressive this girl was. You would take her out of her kennel and walk her down so you could walk her down the corridor of kennels to take her outside for her walk and to go potty. And she would go after every dog from on the right and on the left all the way out. So, and I'd started working with her there, but the transition that she has made, don't you agree, Mark, is that Absolutely. She is the most loving, sweet, beautiful, I mean, she's just a doll.
Well, Bonnie, let me brag on Bonnie. Bonnie was able to help the veteran do something he hasn't done in years. And that's, he went to a movie with his son because Bonnie was with him.
And, you know, most people don't understand what PTSD does to these guys, and that they, these guys become reclusive and withdrawn. And basically what the person they come home, that comes home from war, is not the same person their family used to know. And so the kids have, you know, he has four children, this particular veteran. The kids, they don't understand what's happened to daddy. Why doesn't daddy participate anymore? Why is daddy always in his room? Why can't daddy go with us when we go places? Why doesn't daddy come to my soccer games, my football games? The kids just don't get it. And, you know, they're not expected to get it, but they just don't understand what's happened to their dad. And the wives too. Quenisha told us that her husband, what she knew the moment he came home, he was a different person. And so the text message I got the other day from the veteran's wife, I'll just read it so you can see. I had actually texted his wife, because it was a week after we delivered Bonnie, and I texted her to ask how everything was going. She replies to me, everything is going well, seems to be transitioning well. Isaac was able to take her to the movies this past weekend with little Isaac. That was a positive sign. She says, thank you again for all that you have done. You have given us a great gift, but more importantly, you have given us hope, and we will always cherish that. And I mean, you just, I guess you know what, everybody should get the chance to experience the goosebumps that we feel when we see these kind of things, because it's, you know, it's a dog that we're giving them, and they gave us our life, and we just feel like so humbled by it all. You know, they give us our freedom, and we give them a dog. But it's just, you know, these guys, they become reclusive and withdrawn. They hide out in the room, and then what? The pills don't help. Pills can make them actually more withdrawn, more sedate. And so he doesn't want to go out in public. When we talked to him on the phone before coming, we asked him what were the two things he hadn't been able to do that he wanted to do. One was go out to eat with his family, and the other was go to the movies, because he used to do that every Friday night. These are so simple. They're just two simple things that we do, and we don't think anything of it. And this was a major step for this guy to be able to go out to eat with his family and take his oldest son to the movies.
Did we, you know, help the veteran, but it helps the family, you know, to get the husband back, if you would, and the dad back. So the family was happy as could be. Four children and a wife, you know. So I think we're running out of time for this week, Susan.
We are. I ran on again. And
no, that's okay. I just wish you would have lost your voice, but I'm kidding.
Well, I'll let you finish.
Finish? I'm finished.
You can close us out.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. Susan normally does this. But
so he doesn't even know what to say. I guess I'll jump back in.
With her Cuban accent. No, go ahead and close us out. Say goodnight.
Okay, well. Folks, if you want to email us, if you have comments or questions, please email us at pettalk@live.com. And that's all for this week. Thank you for joining us, and have a great week.